What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Autographed jersey. So for the Jalen jersey, you got to listen between 8 and 8:15. We'll give you a trivia question. Between 8 and 8:15, you can win the Jalen jersey, signed jersey, and 9 to 9:15, the Devontae
Who
jersey.
Good morning to you. Who won the 2024 Super Bowl?
Say it again, Ray.
Who won the 2024 Super Bowl?
What do you mean?
As a trivia question.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't be, technically that might not be the Eagles. So you might want to be careful
about
how you,
jersey on
how
today,
how
too.
How you frame that so question. All right, we broadcast today from the rooftop lounge at the Logan Philadelphia Hotel in the Assembly Room. Also, WIP's parade coverage brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. We're going to get to some of the audio right after the Eagles won the Super Bowl on the field, what the guys are saying. Also, Brandon Graham, when he joined us earlier this week, and just, you know, thrilled, obviously, to see the Birds win. He's going to get such a great ovation. Should be a legendary speech from BG today. All right, let's go to the phones. Patrick in Tabernacle right now. Patrick, good morning, buddy.
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Super, Patrick.
Real excited, man.
You know, listen, man, I've been down all week sick, and I can't believe, listen.
E-A-G-L-E-S. There it is, buddy.
We kicked your ass from here to Kansas City. Unbelievable. Get your ass home, you Kansas City Chiefs, you bums. Unbelievable. We're the world champs, man. This is crazy. I just can't believe it. I've been sick all week. I've watched that game every day, and I still can't believe we're on top of the world.
Well, Patrick, I got to tell you, the vantage point we have is on top of the action
my
here.
Goodness.
And there are already a lot of people here, man.
It's not
10 deep, you know, but like this, I'm telling you, there's a lot of people
steady
here.
There's stream. Steady stream, exactly.
Yeah, steady stream is a good way to put it. Yep.
I am so happy for everyone in Philadelphia. Listen, man, I've had a rough year, man. 2024 sucked, except for the Eagles for me. I'm telling you, man, they carried me this season from each game. Unbelievable. Wow. I'm just so happy.
That's great.
I'm happy for you, Patrick.
We friggin' did it, man.
We did it!
Yeah.
Two-time world champions, man, of football!
Good work.
That's what's up, everybody.
Good work, Patrick. I'm sorry. I thought he was.
But he's right. Like this can lift people up.
I know.
When they're going through a tough time or whatever, even if you're not. Like, I mean, I haven't stopped smiling all week. Yeah. I said to my wife, I'm like, I've not had one moment this week of upset or consternation or whatever. Like, it lifts you up, man. We care so much about this. We put so much of our mental energy and emotion and focus and hope and love into this. And to get this, man, like, it makes it all worth it. It lifts the community up. It's so cool.
It's a big part of us as Americans and as Philadelphians. The sports thing is a big deal. It's a big deal. All right. Let's listen to some of the closing moments of the game the other day. First, we'll start. The game hadn't yet ended, but the celebration is on because they know they're about to win the Super Bowl. Let's listen to some of the guys the other day.
Great job, Coach.
He took out a big back.
World champ.
Jalen Hurts gonna smile now.
And that been his 0-0.
Hey man, that's you. That's you.
Come on.
That's you.
All of us, man.
I know it's all of us, but you don't understand the difference you made. You know, we right there, but
you like that last piece, man. Now.
Uh-oh, look at the Gatorade. Here it goes. The best shower Nick Sirianni will ever have.
You know, really beautiful. And that thing right there about, you know, that was Jalen and Saquon, if you don't know, that, you know, two things, you know, the thing before the Gatorade shower. Special moment between those two. Saquon was getting a lot of love. I mean, Sirianni sought him out. Howie sought him out. Lurie sought him out. Really great
Almost
stuff.
Like he mattered quite a bit.
Well, yeah, exactly.
All right, missing piece.
Let's
Can you
also
imagine
listen.
A Gatorade shower right now?
No.
That's good, John.
Don't even say it.
That's good. Let's listen to more of the celebration. So the game ends, and the celebrations crank up even more. You're going to hear Howie and Saquon. You're going to hear Hurts being told he's the MVP. You're going to hear Nick Sirianni with Andy Reid. Let's listen to this.
Love you, Coach. Unreal what we did, man. This is special.
Awesome. Yeah.
Special.
It's over. The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. It's their second Super Bowl win in 7 years.
Let's go!
Let's go, boys! Hey, we're on my back.
On my record, too.
Yes, come on. World champ, baby. World champ. That's two?
That's
too free?
Nothing like this.
Yeah. It's over now.
I told you.
Now we can do that.
MVP, good job.
You can't even believe in me. You know you believed in me, bro. You believed in me. I'm so proud of you. I love you. I'm so happy for you.
Hey, Super Bowl MVP.
Super Bowl champ. There he is right there. Guys, hold on. Let this happen.
Great job, man. It's proud of you. That's
an honor. It was an honor to go against you. Yep.
You know, John, how great is that moment when Jalen is told you're Super Bowl MVP and his response is Super Bowl champ? How great is that, John?
He always seems to be on. He always seems to know the right thing to say to make it apply to a team perspective, to team building, to lifting others up around him. He's all about just making everyone else better. And he's an afterthought almost on that front, which is just something additional that's miraculous.
That's a powerful moment.
Hurts.
I mean, I got to tell you, the Hammer would have said, oh, yeah, the Hammer, you're MVP.
He'd be like, that is damn impressive.
The Hammer's going for 275 today and beat the Hammer. And the Hammer and the Eagles will celebrate together 275.
Well, the beautiful thing is we don't have to root for you anymore.
No,
so,
you
go contestant.
Oh,
yes.
Good point.
No, you don't.
Good
All right, let's
point.
Also listen to Brandon Graham. He was with us earlier this week on the show. Obviously very special for us on a week-to-week basis to talk to BG. Usually in studio, this week was by phone. And, you know, Brandon, talking about the second championship in his career, let's listen to this exchange.
How does it feel, Brandon, to once again be a Super Bowl champion?
Man, it feels so great, especially the way we went out this week, last week, even last week. The practices was on point. I mean, man, I got to give all the coaches, the players, practice squad, people in the building, like, man, I got to give everybody their credit because, man, when you say, like, locked in, we was locked in. And, I mean, man, everybody wanted it that much more. And it just reminded me of 2017 when everybody got the chips on their shoulders, everybody got stuff to play for, contracts, whatever it is, that was their motivation. Man, it motivated us to get the job done this week. And, man, it couldn't have been so – it was just that much special that – I was able to come back and play whatever little clever plays I played, man. It was just cool to be out there, run on the field when people made plays. When Coop got that pick, boy, oh, my goodness. It was like, man, I mean, that dagger by Jalen, too, man. It was so much to go around. Everybody played. It was plays out there that everybody made together, and it wasn't just one person. It was everybody.
Legendary career, and maybe it's not over. We don't know. We'll see, obviously, in the coming weeks. But BG is going to get a phenomenal ovation today. We got a great vantage point overlooking Logan Circle, looking down on the art museum down the street, Ben Franklin Parkway. Wonderful to be with you today. Our coverage brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers as we broadcast from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan Philadelphia Hotel. All right, two things to just tell you about. One, get the Odyssey app. Get it so you can listen while down here today. Because obviously, while there'll be speeches and all that, there'll be a lot of hours without speeches. So be able to listen to WIP real easy on your phone. Odyssey app gets that done. Second, bundle up. It is cold. Obviously, it should get warmer, but it is currently very cold.
And, so Joe, what you say about the Odyssey after the speeches, what I remember, because I was at the Art Museum you know, for the last parade, they had the speakers, but sometimes it was really hard to hear.
That's right.
That's why you got to have the app, so you can hear the speeches crystal clear.
I totally agree with that. All right, coming up, Elliot, out on the street. Elliot talking to fans, Elliot talking to players. We'll get that through the day, but Elliot's first report of the day coming up next. A lot of calls on a beautiful day. Also, season montage. We celebrate the season that was, taking you through the journey, game by game, of some of the highlights. We'll also, as I said earlier, give away the Jalen Hurts jersey. That's between 8 and 8:15. We got the Beat the Hammer, we got Dick Vermeil, and we got you. And we're proud to have you with us. Show to camera John Ritchie as we broadcast today on Parade Day on 94 WIP.
Window Nation's expertly crafted windows are engineered to protect your home. Superior insulation and seals keep the warmth in and the cold out. And on a day like today, you want the cold out, you want your home warm, and it's not going to, it doesn't look like this cold, John's going to be stopping anytime soon.
If you're feeling cold drafts coming from your windows, you need to call Window Nation. Right now, I'm talking to them about replacing windows in all three of my kids' rooms because we need it. The drafts are definitely coming in.
You will feel them today. You will be so happy, John, with windows from Window Nation. They keep my home warm and toasty, and this month, you can save 60% off all windows, pay nothing for 2 years, only from Window Nation. That's right. You pay nothing for two whole years. February is a short month, so you got to act fast.
And why trust Window Nation? Well, they've got an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, a 50-point factory inspection, and a 20-point insulation inspection. Most installations are completed in a day or less. And with a 96% customer satisfaction rating and a lifetime warranty, you can't lose.
So if you're thinking about new windows, now is the time to save 60% off. So call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. WIP Morning Show broadcasting live from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan. And WIP will be here all day till 6 p.m. bringing you the sounds of the Eagles Super Bowl Parade, which is going to get underway in about 4 hours. They'll start at the Link, make that iconic trip down Broad Street before arriving at the Art Museum. Meantime, Landon Dickerson expects to have all-season knee surgery. He was injured the conference championship game, but, of course, powered through to help the Eagles win the Super Bowl. Mostly sunny today, high 38. It's currently 31. Listen to the Eagles Super Bowl Parade on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
He fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and comes down at the 30.
What was that? I've never seen that move, and I've been watching football all my life. He hurdles a guy backwards. How do you jump over a guy backwards?
He did.
What am I watching?
I don't know how he did anything he did this year. I don't know how he did it. I mean, 2,000 yards, you kidding me? I mean, he was the star of stars this year. Saquon Barkley going to get a tremendous ovation today. We look forward, obviously, to hearing his speech at the parade. Good morning to you. As we broadcast today, you know, the broadcast is brought to us by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. We're broadcasting from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan Philadelphia Hotel. Great vantage point overlooking Logan Circle near the Art Museum. A lot of people already here. Obviously, it's going to be a lot more, like millions more, in the next couple hours. Here's what you need to know as far as the parade details go today. I mean, we won't give all of the details here, but we'll give the important stuff. Parade starts at 11. It starts in the sports complex area, Broad and Patterson. So right down there around where they play, Broad and Patterson is where it's going to start. Proceeds north, up Broad Street, obviously gets to City Hall. It's going to go along the west side of City Hall. You know, it's to try to get a good vantage point, whatever spot you want to, you know, be at. It's ultimately going to get to JFK Boulevard. It's going to turn at 16th Street and get to the Ben Franklin Parkway and culminate at the steps of the Art Museum. It's going to get, so it moves slow. You know, the buses move slow. They get to the Art Museum. The expectation is somewhere between 12:30 and 1. So about an
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour and a half to 2 hours of the buses moving, and then once they get to the art museum, they get organized, and around 2 o'clock is when the speeches will begin, and they are expected to last about an hour and 15 minutes. We'll bring you all coverage wall to wall all day here on WIP, including all the speeches and a lot of interviews. Merrill Reese will join us later in the show. We'll talk to Dick Vermeil at 8 o'clock. A lot going on here. Let's go to the phones. Elliot in a moment from out there on the street. Let's get to Paul in Downeytown right now. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. You know what I love? I love a parade. The trampling of Chiefs 40-6 was so sweet. I love a parade. Oh, how much? And I'll tell you what, though. One thing I got to do. I called up belly aching after a win, wondering about our quarterback, where the guy from Super Bowl 57 went. John tried to tell me I wasn't seeing the forest for the trees. Even you, Joe, tried to rein me in. I'm here to say I've never been so happy to be wrong in my life. God bless Jalen Hurts. Thank you, man. Love you. You are the best. I look at my little mini Jalen Hurts signed helmet now as a daily reminder not to lose faith, you know?
Love that.
And one thing, if I could, I want to share a story about Bill Berge, if I may.
Sure.
I heard Zach Bond and what he did and what he wore, and it reminded me, like Rhea said, the first time I went to Eagles training camp as a boy, I got Bill Berge's autograph, but it came about kind of in a strange way. I went to get Jaws' autograph, but he was surrounded. And I turned around and was almost trampled by Big Bill Berge himself. I looked down and he said, Mr. Berge, may I have your autograph? And he said, not right now, kid. And he saw the disappointment in my eyes. He said, but hey, I'll get you on my way out, and would you like to carry my helmet for a minute while I do some stuff?
Yeah.
And he gave me his helmet, and to this day, it's the heaviest, sweatiest thing I ever held in my life. And I was just starstruck. He had to pry the thing back out of my hands. But to his credit, when he came back out, he found me, he signed my autograph, and he stayed there, and he signed autographs for every kid that was out there, not just me.
That's great.
Not just while he was walking to his car, you know, not as an escape mechanism. He stood there and talked to every kid and made us feel seen, like important. You know, he asked us about football and school, and he stood there and he talked to us. And that's the kind of guy
he was.
You know, Big Bill Berge was.
And, he had a great heart. I knew Bill pretty well. He had a great heart. I mean, as tough a football player as you'll see, the big, you know, gruff exterior as a football player, teddy bear of a human.
Sweetheart.
Teddy, yeah, he was. And Paul, great story, and enjoy the parade today, Paul. And thanks for all your calls throughout the season. All right, later, coming up in about 10 minutes, season montage. Woo. How it sounded from start to finish, from Sao Paulo to,
It's a little bit warmer back then.
New Orleans.
It's almost, you almost forget we started in Brazil. It feels so long ago.
So I guess it didn't throw them off. That's coming up shortly. But let's get to Elliot Shore Parks right now. He's going to be out and about all day. Obviously, Elliot does just a tremendous job covering the Eagles. Really, hats off to Elliot for great coverage this season. And one more day of coverage this season before we turn to the off season. And Elliot out amongst the parade route today. Elliot, good morning, buddy.
Hey, from Brazil to Bourbon Street to Broad, the season is over. It is amazing out here right now. Let me tell you, I've been down here for already an hour, and the happiness you can feel from this crowd. It is cold. It is windy. Nobody cares. It is unbelievable down here.
Yeah, it really is great. Elliot, give us your vantage point. Are you going to be at that spot all day? And also, what would you recommend? Because a lot of people are going to be, you know, coming to Philly, and I'll say trying to get to Philly and get the best vantage point. Just what's the early things you see that you can pass along that you can recommend to people?
Yeah, there's probably still some room, I would say, on the parkway. You know, I'm looking back. I feel like you could probably still get along the route along the parkway if you leave, like, maybe right now. But outside of that, I mean, there are people that tented out here. There are people that have been here since 3, 4 in the morning. I'm lucky. My vantage point, I'm standing, you know, maybe about as far as Jalen's throw to Devontae in the Super Bowl from the podium.
Wow.
That was a flex.
That was a flex.
No big deal to me. The Rocky statue has been moved from the side right up to the steps. The sun is hitting Art Museum.
Cool. It's like Rocky
III. It is really, really beautiful.
Is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Perfect.
It's like Rocky III like on the steps of the museum.
What about the giant, from where we are, we see giant screens that look like they're in aligned in unison with one another. Right now they've got a champion screen. How many screens do you have available? It looks like they're just everywhere.
Yeah, the Eagles did a really good job making sure that if you can't actually see the podium and the stage, you'll be able to see what's going on.
Sure.
There's two huge screens to each side of the podium, and then really as you look back, there are more and more screens along the whole route. So they've already tested the speakers here. They had DMX, Meek Mill, and the people are definitely ready to party. So if you are here, you will be able to hear and see everything. They did a really good job with that.
Elliot, did you wear two socks? Two pairs of socks?
I wore only one pair of socks and no hat. I still don't wear a hat. I'm regretting that slightly right now.
I've been telling you for years.
Why are you not wearing a hat?
James always tells me to wear a hat. Because
why would you not?
I gotta keep it.
Someone help Elliot out.
Get the hair looking good.
Are you kidding?
Elliot, I have to tell you, I didn't wear a hat, you know, and I got, you know, we both got the blonde hair. I went to the people here at the Logan. I said, please tell me you have a hat, and I have a hat.
Well,
you just
lie.
Have to do it.
Having to having the headset on is a nice set of earmuffs for me. So there you go. If you want to have me on, I'll talk. Yeah.
It is a no joke cold day though. So everyone bundle up. If you haven't left your house
it
yet,
is,
bundle
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it is.
Let's get
sure.
to the Twitter poll question. Let's talk about the actual speeches and get to the Twitter poll yeah. question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox. From Armin Chevrolet, Together Let's Drive, visit ArminChevy.com.
Question today, who will get the biggest ovation at the parade today? A, Saquon Barkley, B, Brandon Graham, C, Jalen Hurts, D, Nick Sirianni.
What's your gut feeling on that, Elliot? The three players and Nick, which one gets the biggest ovation?
Man, I hate to ride the fence on a question, but I almost think it'll be all of them, to be honest. Like, I can't pick out of them. Look, they all have their reasoning for getting the loudest. This could be Brandon's last time in front of Eagles fans in this capacity, right? So I think he deserves a massive applause. Obviously, what Saquon has done for this team, he deserves it. But I think that Jalen and Nick deserve the loudest applause today. I heard that last caller talking about how, you know, early in the season he called and said he doubted Jalen. And you know what? Lots of people did. We all probably did at certain stages. But today he steps to the Art Museum, steps a Super Bowl champion. And whether you're somebody that doubted him, believed in him, didn't think he could do it, did think he could do it, we're all here together right now. So when Jalen hits that stage, when Nick hits that stage, they deserve the applause from the crowd. And I can tell you from being down here, it is going to be a massive, massive roar of applause when they get to the podium.
No question. Elliot, what about memorable speech? What's your prediction? I mean, obviously, Kelsey's. It'll probably never get topped. It's hard to imagine it will ever be topped
yeah.
in the next 100 years of Philadelphia sports. But which one do you think today, who, just for whatever reason, whether it's entertainment or poignant, or interactive with the crowd in a certain way, who do you think cranks it up that at the end of the day people say that was the moment of the parade speeches?
Yeah, I think, you know, Landon Dickerson has a really good shot to be that guy. I do the Players Lounge with him every week at Chickies and Pete's, and he's smart, he's witty, he's funny, he's a big presence on the team. I think he plays to the crowd well, so I could definitely picture him being one of those guys. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, I'm sure, will certainly go viral no matter what happens at that podium. We will be seeing that for a long time. And then, you know, you got to go with Nick Sirianni, too. I think what made Jason Kelsey's speech so memorable for a lot of reasons, but was just his message of being an underdog and nobody believing in him. And who has been questioned in this city more than Nick Sirianni? I think he will take a chance today to remind people, right, that not the fans, but the national media, that he was doubted on. I think Nick has a chance to deliver an epic speech today.
You know, Elliot, I hope we get the Nick, because I think it's the most entertaining Nick, where I use the phrase go off script. Now, what I mean by that is, I don't know that he's going to have a script, but where he just starts moving in a direction that he may not have anticipated before this speech begins.
Like, this one's for Frank Reich type Nick?
That stuff. Like, when he goes there, you don't know what's about to come out of his mouth. And if he goes there and gets on a roll, that could be pretty damn entertaining. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, well, look, he might have a plan when he gets on the bus at the NovaCare. By the time he rides that 3-hour bus and gets to the Art Museum, something tells me a lot of plans are going to be thrown out.
Maybe
a
few drinks along the way.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I agree. And I think that when, you know, what made Jason's speech so good, and you're right, they'll never top it, is the underdog, but also just the connection and the togetherness. And if there's two things Nick has certainly preached since he's been here, it is connecting and togetherness. So I think Nick has a good chance to hit the emotional side of people while also, you know, flexing a little bit. And I know Eagles fans certainly love that.
Elliot, wonderful work, bud. I know we're going to be talking to you all throughout the day, including our show and the other shows. Again, let me just one final thing with you, Elliot, because, you know, a lot of people obviously at Logan Square where we are, Circle that is, but most of them are moving toward the Art Museum. So it's a reminder for those listening. I mean, the Art Museum, I would guess, is what's going to fill up first. And it's going to probably be hardest to get the best vantage point there, because that's where people primarily are going to want to be. Does that sound accurate to you, Elliot?
Yeah, for sure. And I guess I would say to anyone heading down, like, you're probably not going to get a great view of the stage. You're coming down here to be a part of the celebration, to be around fans. And in the time I've been here, it's going to be better, I think, for people to be around all these Eagles fans, do all these chants, than it is just to get a specific view of the stage. It's the vibe here, I think, more than the actual view, because there'll be screens and speakers and everything. But, yeah, it's going to be tough to see the actual stage.
All right, Elliot, good work, buddy. Really well done. We'll talk to you coming up probably next hour. Thanks, Elliot.
All right, sounds good. Talk to you guys.
All right, Elliot Short Parks. All right, Pete the Hammer in about 15 minutes and Dick Vermeil in about a half hour.
We're seeing people post up already on the parkway. If you could tell, like, the stream of humanity is turning into people stopping and grabbing spots already on the parkway here at Logan Circle. Like, it's going to be crazy down here.
Yeah, the parkway is already, you know, looks to me 10 to 15 people deep from the road. So it's going to be tough for people to get a good vantage point there, because that's prime real estate, to say the least. All right, 215-592-9494. Pete DeHammer shortly. Let's get right now. John, what a season it was, and it started in Brazil. Let's chronicle the season as called by Merrill and Mike here on WIP from Brazil all the way to the parade today. Just an amazing campaign and really one of the great seasons in Philadelphia sports history. Some think the best season of all time. Let's listen. As called on WIP by Marilyn and Mike, relive it. It's going to be a couple of minutes. Sit back, relax, enjoy, and let's relive the glory.
I'd have a tough time sleeping if Saquon goes to Philadelphia, I'll tell you that.
Eagles of the Green Bay Packers in Sao Paulo. Hurst looping it, and it is caught for a touchdown by Barkley. Eagles 34, Packers 29.
Hurst into a long count. He is rolling. He throws the football, and it's dropped. He put it into the hands of Barkley, and he dropped it. A wind was in the Eagles' pocket. Do they keep it on the ground with Saquon Barkley? They do. He breaks free. He's at the 50, the 40, the 30. He's going to go. Touchdown, Saquon Barkley. And the Eagles are going to pull off the upset.
Turn out the lights on the Saints.
Bucks 33, the Eagles 16.
This team's 2-2.
The kick is blocked. It's picked up by the Browns. And into the end zone goes Rodney McLeod.
It's hard to win in this league. Like, when our crowd cheers for us, we thrive off them. And, you know, we hear them when they boo. We don't necessarily like it. Did you guys think it was loud? No? Did you think it was loud? Somebody answer. Just say yes.
Gives it off to Barkley. He turns the corner. He's on his way. He's at the 50, the 30, the 20. Saquon Barkley.
You're 13 yards away from your career high. I would love for you to get that, but that's up to you.
So I'd rather see the young boys eat.
Burrow back. He tries to swing it out to Chase, and he's brought down for a loss by DeGene. He is going deep, and it is caught. Devontae Smith, touchdown, the bomb! Fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and comes down at the 30.
What was that? He hurdles a guy backwards. How do you jump over a guy backwards?
He did. He did.
What am I watching?
Lawrence looks, firing for the end zone. Intercepted! Intercepted to Kobe Dean! He picks it off of the end zone. The Eagles are going to escape. The Kobe Dean saves the game. Hurts sneaks, and he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Dallas Goedert. Eagles beat Dallas. They just bury them. Eagles 34, Cowboys 6. He gives it to Barkley, who cuts outside. Uh-oh. He's at the 40, the 50. He's going to go again. Touchdown, Saquon Barkley. His all-time record, 72 yards.
Stafford, here comes the rush.
He's in. Oh, was he walloped by Brandon Graham.
Yeah, I got chip. Tore my tricep.
Hold on. I'm trying to keep it in. Hey, and I know I needed it, but boy, I just love what we've been building.
As the catch is made by Henry, and he is just bounced down by Cooper DeJean.
Cooper DeJean comes up, wraps him up, lifts him up, and puts him on his back.
The final score, the Eagles 24, the Baltimore Ravens 19. Barkley, first down. Saquon Barkley has just set the Eagles all-time single season rushing record.
It's your boy LeSean Shady McCoy. Super special shout out to my boy Saquon Barkley for breaking my record.
Can the Eagles win the game right here? Back goes Young. He's being chased. He's running with the football, firing, and it's back down. Eagles win.
What are some things you think that the offense needs to improve on?
Passing.
The person that's complaining need to be accountable. I know that one is trying. And I mean, 11 could be a little better.
I want to start off by just, you know, apologizing to my guys.
BG, just being BG is emotional. You know, me and Jalen are good.
Hurts, looks, fires the plate. A.J. Brown in the back of the end zone. After the game, the reporters will ask A.J. Brown, what do you like best about this team? And he's going to say, passes.
He hit the ground pretty hard there after he took the hit from Frankie Louvu. So on this third down play, Kenny Pickett is going to come in.
Pickett back. He fires. He completes. A.J. Brown, touchdown. Kenny Pickett's first touchdown pass as an Eagle.
Barkley breaks the tackle. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He is at the 25-yard line. He has just broken the 2,000-yard rushing mark. Saquon Barkley goes into NFL history
as the Eagles finish with a 14-3 record.
Once you get into the postseason, it's a one and done.
Nixon takes it at the goal line. He is hit hard.
Ball came out.
The Eagles have it, a turnover on the very first play of the game. Back goes Love. He fires, and it's intercepted by Bourne. Zach Bourne, first team all pro. Touchdown, Goddard.
He beasted him. He just pushes him in the face, not once, twice, and into the end zone.
It wasn't the best game the Eagles ever played, but it was a very solid win.
Hurts,
looks, fakes, keeps it at the 40, at the 35, 30, 25, 20. Jalen Hurts, touchdown! The snow is now coming down for the first time. He goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards. That'll lock it up. Well, this is a little more serious than I expected. Stafford in the gun. Back again. They got him. They sack him. It's Carter, Jalen Carter. If the Eagles stop them right here, if they keep them shy of a first down, they win the game. Stafford back. He's looking. He puts it in the air, and it's incomplete. It's incomplete. The Eagles take over on downs, and now they are heading for the NFC Championship game. Pitches it out to Barkley, takes off to the outside. He's at the 50, he's at the 40, he's at the 30. He's going to go! Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 60 yards on his opening touch. Fourth down and 5, and I'd rather see them punt even this early with a 2-point lead. Back goes Hurts. Here comes the rush. He lets it fly, and it is caught. A.J. Brown inside the 20-yard line.
How do you like me now?
Hurts is going to throw. He's back. He fires. He completes it. Touchdown!
That's the matchup
AJ
I like.
Brown. He is in for the touchdown. Jalen Hurts.
I guess his leg's all right.
Encroachment. Defense number 93. Washington has been advised that at some point the referee can award a score if this type of behavior.
I've never seen that.
The Eagles not just beat, but annihilate the Washington Commanders 55-23. Attention, air traffic control. This flock of Eagles is heading to New Orleans.
It's one more. That's all you got to say is one more. John's not finished. We're excited. We're going to savor it. But we got one more to play.
The NFL's two best teams, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs, are about to collide in Super Bowl 59.
From the city of brotherly love, your 2024 NFC champions, the Eagles!
Hurts. He sneaks. He's pushed. And he's in. Touchdown. And the Eagles break the ice of Super Bowl 59. Mahomes in the gun. Play action. They surround him. They sack him! At the 25, they've got him. Josh Sweat. They've got him again! They've got him for the second straight play. And this time it's Jalen Hunt. It's intercepted. It's intercepted. Running with the football to the 25. Down the far side is DeGene. And DeGene is in for a touchdown.
Cooper DeGene, a pick six in the Super Bowl on your birthday. Happy birthday, kid.
I didn't even have a celebration plan. I was just running around like crazy, like a little kid.
He is grabbed. They've got him again!
This offensive line of the Kansas City Chiefs flat out cannot block the Eagles' pressure, and they're bringing 4 men.
Me and BG were kind of talking after every sack. Well, that's one. That's two. That's three. How many we get?
Hey, we got six today.
We're going to make a T-shirt on
and
that.
And we have 15 pressures.
He fires over the middle, and it's intercepted again. It's intercepted by Zach Bourne. Hurts is back. He's looking. He fired. He completes it. Touchdown, A.J. Brown. What a throw. That was a lightning bolt.
We can't rewrite history, but we can make it even. And we damn sure did tonight.
Saquon Barkley has become the NFL's all-time single-season rushing leader, regular season and postseason combined. Back goes Hurts. He steps up. He's going to run. He's across the 40, 35, 30, slides down at the 25-yard line. Jalen Hurts can't be stopped.
If it takes all the hate and all the scrutiny and all the different opinions for me to be a world champion, then keep it coming.
Hurts back, looking. He is going deep, and it is caught. Touchdown! Devontae Smith, 46 yards.
The Slim Reaper. It's a perfectly thrown ball by the quarterback, Jalen Hurts. Put some respect on his name.
Mahomes is back. He's hit. He's hit. He fumbles the football. A fight for the ball that the Eagles have it.
It's Milton Williams that gets him from the backside and get the football out.
Vic, man, he did an amazing job out there in that booth, man. He was calling his ass off today, man. He really turned his defense around, man, and brought the Philly swag back.
Super Bowl 59 MVP quarterback Jalen Hurts.
Hell of a game today.
Yes, it was.
Jeffrey, congratulations to you, your organization, the coaches, the players. You started in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And you ended up as Super Bowl champions. Take the Vince Lombardi home to Philadelphia.
The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. It's their second Super Bowl win in 7 years. What a game. What a season. What a team. The greatest Eagles team in modern history. Eagles fans, savor it and rejoice.
Well, rejoice we did on Sunday night, and rejoice we are today, and honestly, rejoice we always will, because, you know, we know these championships don't come around all that often for us in Philadelphia, so when we get one, we really cherish it, and we celebrate it today, and so happy with you on Parade Day, as we overlook the Art Museum, Logan Circle, just a sea of humanity is going to be out here, and there's already a lot here. Wonderful to be with you today as we broadcast from the Logan Hotel. The broadcast brought to us by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. All right, 215-592-9494 to get into the show. Joe DeCamera, Jen Ritchie, James, and Rio. Also, coming up in about 3 minutes, Beat the Hammer. I'm just going to guess.
Ooh.
It's either 2024 Eagles or something to do with Super Bowl or something to do with championships.
It's actually Flyers trivia.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, congratulations.
All right, so Beat the Hammer soon. We'll take the fifth caller in the contest line. Caller five. Contest line. You compete at Beat the Hammer, 215-988-1258.
And can we get a contestant who's not surprised by what the subject matter
I would agree
be?
With that.
Yeah, today, please.
I agree with that. All right, also, Dick from Yale in 15 minutes. And in the next 15 to 30 minutes, we give away a Jalen Hurts signed jersey.
No big deal.
All right, 8 to 8:15, we give away a Hurts signed jersey. I will ask you a trivia question. You got to know the answer. Call the contest line to get it. Let's go to the phones. Ben in Millville right now. Ben, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Joseph. How
what up,
are
Ben?
You?
What a day, man. What a very special day, Ben.
It is awesome. I've been like subliminally excited, you know, have a professional manner all the time, maybe. But what a glorious day. Sun's shining. It's bright. I'm in Live Casino outdoor lot right now. Looking at Citizens Bank Park. Got to head to Xfinity. Watch the beginning of the parade. I already got my Miller Lite cracked. Let's go,
love it, baby.
You got it, Ben. That's really good work.
You gotta love it, South End.
You, Ben, you enjoy it. Have fun. Everyone have a great time out there. Good call. Let's get to Ed. He's calling from Phoenixville. Ed, what a day.
E-A-D-L-E-S.
Eagles! That's how they did! You know what I'm saying, Ed?
I just went Caesar on that Eagles cheer.
Listen, I'm about to go Caesar on a contestant and beat the Hammer. And I let me put it this way. I'm going to be the Eagles. Contestant's going to be the Chiefs.
Vinny, Super Bowl champs!
That's how it goes.
Well, beware the Ides of March, buddy. Brutus may be
aware of that. Problem is, you know, Caesar was sleeping with Brutus's mom. So if you don't do that, you should survive.
I don't know.
Didn't have that on my bingo card.
Yeah. All right, Ed, what do you got? What do you got on our glorious football team? Talk to us.
Yeah, well, I Jack Fritz had a great idea yesterday, and it's sort of the theme of kind of how the particular player I've been pulling for all year is. It'd be really cool to see the entire group of Georgia Dogs up there giving a speech, and they were talking about, is it going to be Nolan Smith? Is it going to be Jordan Davis? I just think that would just, you know, there'd be a bunch of barking. I think that would probably get, maybe not to the degree that Landon Dickerson or Brandon Graham, but I think that could be a dark horse. I agree with Jack that could be one of the great speeches today.
Listen, there's a lot of candidates, Ed, and great phone call, man. I mean, we're all looking forward to the speeches, which will start around 3 o'clock, and we'll carry them live here on WIP. That's why we encourage everyone to have the Odyssey app so you can listen while here. If you don't have access to hear the speeches, listen on the Odyssey app. All right.
What about CJ GJ or Darius Slay?
I know. Well, Slay's funny.
Slay has been hilarious. What an awesome.
Slay could crank it up.
Elder statesman who is so always funny. I can't wait to hear what he has to say.
All right, so Pete the Hammer, something we do every Friday at this time. First time ever on a Super Bowl parade day.
Hell yeah.
Let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer. On Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Beat the Hammer is brought to us by the great people at First Trust Bank, who, of course, encourage you to, you know, throw a flag on your bank if you're not at First Trust Bank. Throw a flag. Challenge them and get yourself to a better bank, that being First Trust Bank. Our contestant today for Beat the Hammer is competing for an Eagles hat, apropos, on an Eagles parade day. His name is Keith.
Oh,
he hails from
Keith.
Northeast Philadelphia. Keith, good morning, buddy.
Yo, what's going on, guys? So Wechter, way down to the parade.
Keith, yo, so for everyone listening, Wechter doesn't know this because, you know, he doesn't know Keith as well. Keith, a two-time Beat the Hammer champion. Swear to God.
Nice.
Keith is a beast. Keith is one of your losses from the three you had last year. Yeah.
Keith
superstar Beat the Hammer.
Keith, let me sum up how I feel about this, okay? The Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, right. We're a three-time.
Oh, there you go.
Super Bowl champ.
Okay.
And they got their ass kicked.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think anyone's gotten three wins. Am I going for the record?
I think so.
Whoa!
Other than me with my 274.
That's a fair result.
All right, Keith. I'm going to step away into a soundproof booth. I wish you good luck, buddy. A reminder to everyone: Dick Vermeil coming up in about 10 minutes on Parade Day. Keith, good luck, pal.
Thank you.
All right, Hammer's going to get out of here. It's a live Beat the Hammer. I'm never on site for these. It's very exciting. I believe the first ever outdoor.
I was going to say live, very cold,
yes,
lots of people.
Yes, and we got someone who can win. Wechter, make sure you have the Cool and the Gang ready in case Keith can pull this off. What a thrill to not have to root for Joe, right? I mean, it was disgusting. Can we be honest? Like, I did not like the whole Joe wins, they win.
I didn't necessarily
I know,
buy
but
into
I was
that.
Willing to do whatever
yep,
it took.
I was taking one for the team.
But now we are all aligned, just like Eagles fans are aligned today to celebrate
swarming
this team. We are aligned to
aligned
take the hammer down.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Let's go.
All right, Keith, you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. All right, Wechter, give me a little music. I hear it there. Hell yeah. My guy Joe Wechter crushing it back in the studio. All right, Joe is safely ensconced. Here we go. Five questions. Richie's got his clock ready. Joe predicted it. Not a hard one to figure out today. We're doing a little Super Bowl champion 2024 Eagles trivia today. Let's roll. Here we go. The clock will start as soon as the first question is finished being asked. Here we go, Keith. Question number one. Only three defensive starters from Super Bowl 57 started for the Eagles in Super Bowl 59. Name two of them.
Josh Sweat and Darius Slay.
Cooper DeJean is one of five Eagles who scored exactly one postseason touchdown. Name one of the other four.
Zach Ertz.
What team did the Saquon leap happen against?
Jacksonville.
Four Eagles made second team All-Pro this season. Name two of them.
Jalen Carter and Lane Johnson.
Who led the Eagles in interceptions this season?
DJ.
Yeah!
Wow!
Yo!
Keith in the house!
Oh, man, I'm an idiot with that Zach Ertz.
Yeah, that was a bad one. It's the 2024 Eagles, but still, still, Keith, awesome job. We're going to put you on hold. I think you got a real shot to win this one here.
I feel great about this.
This is good.
He's coming back.
He's coming back. He's running. Hammer's right, which will probably warm him up a little bit. Probably
Wait,
a good idea.
Is that a run?
No, it's never a run.
It's not a run.
It's really an offense to
He's
running.
A race walker.
You know? Oh, what is this?
What? What happened?
We got some new walk-up music from Joe Wechter.
Hold on. I can't hear. Hang on.
This is the most ridiculous music that has ever been played on WIP. Well done, Joe Wechter. I think this is, there you go. Look at that.
All right, I took my hat off so I can hear better.
Good. I'm happy.
Hold on,
hear well to begin with. So he is all discombobulated for this.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, live hammer. It's
all
a
right.
thing.
How did our caller, Keith, how did he do?
You ready to roll here?
Ben.
All right.
Always.
Shockingly, you guessed it, our category for today, the 2024 Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles.
Sure.
All questions will be about this team this season. Are you ready to roll?
Not yet. I want to know how Keith did.
Well, I never tell you that.
Okay.
So
let's go.
Just know that Keith has won it beat the Hammer before.
I'm
That's
aware.
What I'll tell you.
Well
you ready to roll here?
Sure.
All right, clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go. Question number one.
Going for 275.
Clock has started.
Only three defensive starters from Super Bowl 57 started for the Eagles in Super Bowl 59. Name two of them.
Three from Super Bowl 57, you said. Okay. That would be Darius Slay, and that would be Josh Sweat.
Cooper DeJean is one of five Eagles who scored exactly one postseason touchdown. Name one of the other four.
Oh, boy. Name one of the other four scored a touchdown. I will say, I'm going to come back to that.
What team did the Saquon leap happen against?
That happened, good question. I will say that was Jacksonville.
Four Eagles made second team All-Pro this season. Name two of them.
Lane Johnson and Jordan Mulata.
Who led the Eagles?
I'm going to go with Saquon Barkley. That's wrong. Go ahead. Give me the next question.
Who led the Eagles in interceptions
Time.
This season? Time. Is that it? It's done. 4-3 victory.
Wow.
The streak is over. Oh. Keith has beaten the Hammer.
Wow. That's how you do.
Celebrate.
What
this
a
is horrible. This is horrible.
Wow.
Yes. What a day.
Oh,
on
my
the parkway,
God.
Baby.
It's
one
a
touchdown.
Day to celebrate greatness. We're celebrating the Eagles, and we're celebrating the first three-time winner.
Devontae?
So Devontae Smith, Dallas Goddard, Jahan Dotson, and Will Shipley getting a touchdown along the way. How about
that? That's just terrible. God, that's terrible. But if I could do my part to make the city of Philadelphia even happier today, I guess I did. Maybe Keith deserves even more credit.
Keith,
congratulations.
Woo! Hey, as the great Ricky Henderson would say, I am the greatest of all time. I'm real happy, man. Great.
Keith, what's great more exciting to you, a third beat the Hammer win or the Eagles winning the championship?
I'll take Eagles any day.
Yeah. Us too.
But this is not fair, though.
Oh, my God.
All right. You might be better than Joe at this.
Hey,
great job.
All right, Keith, congratulations. We're going to put you on hold to get your information.
Way
to get
go,
the Eagles,
Keith.
Eagles
Keith
hat out
Keith.
To you. Reminder, First Trust Bank. We tell you, get yourself to First Trust Bank. They got it all, firsttrustbank.com. Throw a flag on your bank. Like that guy just threw a flag on me, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'll say.
FirstTrustBank.com. And with that, loss
beat
number 44. Beat the Hammer. We shut it down.
Shut it down, baby.
What a disaster.
Oh, I love it.
You don't even seem that upset
I'm
about
not.
It.
You know why, Ray? Because Eagles just won the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
What do I care? What do I care? Lost beat
that. Yeah, you won when it mattered before the Super Bowl. Now you can, give us one.
I feel like if the Eagles lose the first preseason game next year, who gives a rat's ass?
Or two of the first
all
four,
right,
And
Dick,
we'll be all right.
Dick Vermeil will join us coming up in 5 minutes. Also from 8 to 8:15, your chance to win a signed
Jalen Hurts jersey on this parade day. I'll actually give you a trivia question, although maybe Keith should. I'll give you a trivia question related to Jalen Hurts coming up in the next few minutes. And if you're the first person on the contest line to answer correctly, you will win. Also, reminder, it's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia. As we broadcast today away from the Tasty Cake Studio, we love the Tasty Cake Studio. But on parade day, oh boy, we love being at the parade, and that's where we are. Parade coverage brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. We are broadcasting from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan Philadelphia Hotel. Phenomenal vantage point overlooking Logan Circle Art Museum down the street. We got it, John. What a great view of all of it, man! How amazing is this, John?
I can't express the it's like visual perfection. It really does feel like elevated awareness, like HD and then some. This day is gorgeous to begin with,
yeah.
But then we've got a clear shot all the way to the art museum. We're sitting above the parkway right here at Logan Circle, just watching the stream of Eagles fans, the stream of humanity, the stream of just support grow as the day, as the light grow, as the light starts to come in.
And it is warming up a little bit.
It's warming up.
That sun feels good.
It does.
Brings, warmth along with an additional stream of Eagle fans. It's really starting to fill up.
It is. All right, so the Jalen Hurts jersey we give away in the next 15 minutes or so. Also, Dick Vermeil in a moment. Now, before we get to Coach Vermeil, I want to do something we had not thought to do until today. And maybe no one else has done it yet. I don't know. But to me, as an Eagles fan, it feels appropriate to lean into special times special. James, you know what we haven't done yet?
What's that?
Played the final moment of Super Bowl 52 and Super Bowl 59 back-to-back 7 years ago and this week. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if anyone's done it yet, but let's relive one of our greatest days ever 7 years ago, followed by one of our greatest days ever 5 days ago. Let's go first back to February 4th, 2018, when the Eagles, for the first time in the Super Bowl era, and that caused the first Super Bowl parade, when the Eagles got it done 7 years ago.
9 seconds left. Eagles by 8. Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps up. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions. Eagles fans everywhere, this is for you. Let the celebration begin.
You know, it's so important to play that because while today is about Super Bowl 59 and this team this year, it is, I believe, in even a grander sense, a celebration of Eagles football and what the Philadelphia Eagles have meant to us in our hearts for all the years, all the decades we've been alive. That's why we're about to talk to Coach Vermeil, one of the great figures in the history of Philadelphia sports, one of the most important figures in the history of the Eagles. We go from Super Bowl 52 to Super Bowl 59.
33 seconds to go. And Pickett will take the football and take the knee. And that's going to round it up. We will count down these seconds for you.
That'll do it, boys and girls.
They are jamming the field. 18, 17, 16, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's over. The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. It's their second Super Bowl win in 7 years. What a game. What a season. What a team. The greatest Eagles team in modern history. Eagles fans, savor it and rejoice.
Well, we just swell with pride, obviously, with what we saw from this team this year. It's why these guys are going to be celebrated at the steps of the Art Museum coming up at 3 o'clock today, and the parade all through Philadelphia beginning at 11 o'clock. Culminating at the Art Museum steps around 1 o'clock, and then again, the speeches thereafter. So wonderful to be with you as we broadcast today from the heart of it,